Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Moonlight Madness. I'm your host, as always, Brian Dash, and today I'm gonna make a video making fun of furries, not in a mean way. Okay, actually, I don't know how some of you might take this. This may be mean, but I'm gonna tell you this right now. This was suggested by a self-proclaimed furry. So, bruh, welcome to the club. And so this is gonna be a funny little thing I just came up with. That was suggested. He suggested a YouTube video and then told me, so. This is called, F-E-S. Or, what you call it, Brothers. What does that stand for? Furry Extermination Squad. I'm not even joking, that's what it says. So, episode one. There was two furries in a forest together, Dark Wolf and Gumdrop. Gumdrop said, "Oh, Dark Wolf, this is heaven. You, me, us together, alone, in the middle of furry forest." "Oh, Bubblegum," Dark Wolf said, "you're everything I ever..." And then they're cut off as they're both shot down. And then there's a massacre of the brothers, destroying furry forest. The furries fought back, but it was no use. Turned out, it was just a trap, as the leader said. They fell into our fur fest trap. And then all the furries fought back. The brothers were overwhelmed. But, with one last bomb set off by the last standing brother, Brother 2987, finally, furry forest was silent. Then, they attacked Sonic's world. It was just a normal day in Sonic's world. Sonic ran to Tails and said, "Hey, Tails, what's up?" "Nothing much, Sonic. You want to go tease and make fun of Dr. Eggman?" "Sure." Around that time, Dr. Eggman was running their way, and he yelled, "Run, Sonic! Run!" And then he was quickly shot down by the brothers. They were destroying every character, starting with Rouge, Knuckles, and all the others. Finally, they got to the point where they attacked Tails. Tails tried to fly away, and he succeeded for a while, but it was no use. The brothers were too strong. And unfortunately for Tails, he was destroyed as the brothers shot missiles at him and blew him up. Sonic yelled in anger and pain that his best friend was destroyed. "Tails!" he yelled. That's when Amy ran to Sonic saying, "Sonic, save me!" As a brother was chasing her down with a chainsaw sword, Sonic did the only thing anyone should have done that time. Threw Amy into the chainsaw and ran. As he ran off, he said, "I always like Sally more." And then, right when he was about to be destroyed, white concrete fell all over one of the brothers. Sonic turned around to see who saved him. And who did he see? You guessed it. He saw the leader of the furries. "Sonic," the furry said, "we have to hurry. They're killing all the furries. We are the resistance." Sonic, in anger, slapped his hand away. "I'm not a furry." "Oh, please, honey," the head furry said, as a girl furry opened a portal, being a wizard, or witch, or whatever she was.
"It's time to go,"
she yelled. And they all jumped to the portal, but one furry was pulled back, a green one. His name was Sharp Fang. They took him back to the laboratory to experiment on him and to ask him how to destroy the rest of the furries. It wasn't the fact that they hated the furries because they were disgusting, because they weren't. They wanted to destroy the furries because they were different and not like everyone else. So, they tied him up to a chair inside the laboratory and said to him, "Tell us, what is the source?"
The 3 foot long subway, like the Subway series menu.
Sorry about that, let me try that again. They opened the door and walked to the furry and said, "Tell us, what is the source?"
"I'm not telling you anything," he said.
"Do you not think we'd find your hidden, forbidden ancient artifacts when you were out?"
"You don't know me. How can you dare say that I am against you?"
The fur gives it away. "Plus, I know you had another name before this. Isn't that right?"
"Don't," said the furry. "Don't you dare utter that name."
"Steven," the furry screamed, and inside was an entrapped boy, 18 years old, named Steven. Steven swallowed. Pushing his human self back inside.
"Don't call me that. My name is Sharpfang now. First of my name. My power is beyond your imagination. I can almost bite my toes now. Look."
And he tried to bite his toes. It's something a lot worse, but this is a kid-friendly channel. As he tries to bite his toes, they keep on talking, trying to get him to spill the beans. His toes weren't 8 feet away from his mouth when one of the brothers said, "He's getting pretty close." They got closer to him.
"Brother, wait!"
And then Steven began to suck him in to make him a furry himself, and also to consume his power. Before he had a chance to, though, one of the brothers grabbed Steven's heart and pulled it out of his body and said,
"What's it say, brother?"
"Lola Bunny." They looked it up. One of the brothers said,
This doesn't make any sense. I mean, she's anthropomorphic. She may be an animal, but she has human characteristics. Just put a human face on her. Anyone would say she's hot. That doesn't make me a furry."
One of the brothers keeps scrolling until one of them pulls the plug on the computer, turning it off to save his brother from looking at furry stuff. In other words, a little bunny. From, I believe it's the Toon Squad from, you know what I'm talking about. Space Jam. There we go. They heard the furry laugh.
"Lola may have started it, but she's not the source. She just awakened what already lurks in the deepest part of everyone's mind. As long as there's boys with no dad to play catch with, or homeschoolers with internet access, or Asians, there's no stopping us. We look for an easy solution, but there is none. And you can't stop us either. How can you stop an idea?"
And that was the end of Steven as they brought the chainsaw down upon him. Then the furries raided the place and got one. The leader of the brothers, Tiplar. They took him to Furry Rome and to the Furry Colosseum. And as he was getting ready for battle, Furry Caesar said, "It's almost time, Tiplar. You can still get out of this. Bring me your champion." "Are you sure? Our champion has ways of
changing people's minds?
I do not fear death,
Tiplar replied. Caesar Furry rubbed Tiplar's cheek and said, let's get you out of that stuffy armor and find out. They took him out of the armor and put on furry gladiator armor. As the champion arose, and Caesar Furry said, this is your last chance, Templar. When you called us anal murals, furgots, and petophiles, that was very hurtful, considering that's not what we do at all. That's flurries, perverted furries combined. Apologize. If you apologize, Star Sparkle here won't have to attack you.
You forgot,
Tiplar said.
Furry tards.
And he began to laugh maniacally. As the Caesar Furry looked at him, as in saying, that's not only insulting to us, but to people who are mentally challenged. That's not right. And the brother attacked. The brothers were gamers, and the furries were furries. Finally, it came down to two people. Guy from Wolf Brothers and Brian Dash. Brian Dash, a furry sympathizer and empathizer combined. And a gamer sympathizer and empathizer. Guy from Wolf Brothers. They stood across from each other, face to face. And they hugged. Brian Dash took off his head, his furry head, and put it on Guy from Wolf Brothers. Guy from Wolf Brothers gave him a game controller, and they played in fursuit and controller together. And with that, they beat the final stage in Mario. The moral of the story is this. Yes, people can hate us. No matter what our fandom is, whether it be bronies, furries, gaming, anime, they're going to hate us, no matter who we are or what we are. But the important thing is, if we are outcasts, we have to accept each other as we are. As long as there's nothing illegal, we're fine. The thing is, no matter what we are, whether we are part of a fandom, whether we are Christians, atheists, Big Bang theories, flat earthers, people are going to hate us just because we're different. And yes, I'm not so fond on atheists, but the thing is, they need God more than me. Well, okay, they don't need God more than me. They need God more than... just like, well, not more, but just like everyone else. I'm a Christian. The thing is, as long as we don't do anything bad, why we do what we do, that we think is fun, it's fine. The important thing is that we don't shoot each other down because we don't understand it. If it's weird, yes, it's weird. But the thing is, isn't it great to be different? Isn't it wonderful to be exactly who you are? When you learn to accept yourself, you become a shining star. Do not mock others for being different no matter what they do. Accept them. I have a lot of friends that are furries, and they told me the reason why they're furries is because people make fun of them. Not for being furries, just for being themselves. For being different. Before they were furries, they were just teased for no reason. And yes, if you don't spend enough time with your dad, then you try to look for a place that someone to fit in. If you're a homeschooler with an internet connection, you're already alone. So if you don't hang out with your dad or mom enough, and you just are alone most of the time, then yeah, you try to find a place where you're accepted. Like me, I was homeschooled and didn't spend near enough time with my dad as I wish I could. Or with my mom, I spent more time with my mom, it's still not enough time. Which is why I'm considered a furry or a fan of mascots. I would be considered a furry because I like watching the anthropomorphic shows on TV, and also I like looking at fursuits. So technically that makes you a furry. Or if you want to be a furry, then congratulations, you're one.
That's besides the point, though. We're not talking about me or what I used to be or what I am. Because first and foremost, I'm a Christian. And again, last one, Asians. I mean, you don't have to be an Asian to be a furry, or you don't have to be a, if you're Asian, you're not furry. It's just a choice. I don't know why. I think because a lot of anthropomorphic things come from Asian countries. I'm not sure what he meant by that. If you're Asian, please tell me in the comments below why he told me that in the story he wanted me to do. Anyway, that's my last word on furries for a while, but now you get my idea what I'm talking about. Shout out to all my furries out there, all you anime people, and of course, the bronies, and of course, Christians out there. And I guess I give a shout out to an atheist who's nice. So, if you're atheist, congratulations. Turn to God. Please. Now you know, and if you're wondering what that meowing is, it's my cat. She's mad because I didn't pet her today. So I'm going to have to do that for an hour. Thank you for watching, and have a wonderful night. And of course, look to the shadows. Is this World's Strange One? Bro, pa. Howl. And of course, keep your eyes open, because menace never ends. And for more Invisible Me, do not worry, because I'm going to call off the fiction addiction. I want to try this more often, but no promises. Ooh-woo. Goodbye.